Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today as we continue to learn about Ijo, this project, this fundraising event that the Chinese Christian Relief Association puts on every year. Actually, they put on many of these events every year. And it is a bike riding event that is put on basically to help poor people or people who are in need. Now, have you ever been involved in any of this kind of work, any relief work, Carolyn?
Well, I was involved in some relief work that's similar to what we'll be talking about in our lesson today. After the big tsunami that hit Japan, there was a big call for donations and fundraising to help the people that were suffering, who had lost their homes and were just dealing with so many different things. And so I actually put on a bake sale and helped to raise money to donate to that effort.
All right, that is a creative way to get involved in some kind of relief work, a way to help make people's lives easier after a disaster. That's what relief work is. Okay, so 1919 does this. Ijo. So let's get started. Let's continue to learn about Ijo.
Ijo. The Ijo Relief and Service Network can be found throughout the island of Taiwan. All of the 1,000 churches involved help with one or more of the following programs. Disaster Relief Program. In a matter of minutes, earthquakes and floods can destroy not only people's homes, but everything they have. In times of disaster, people have found help and support through this program. Emergency Family Relief Program. What does an already poor family do when it doesn't qualify for government help but runs into an emergency situation?
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. With a network of 1,000 churches that reaches across the coasts of Taiwan, Chinese Christian Relief Association aims to use charity events like 1919 Ride for Love to reach out to the community. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we learn about this wonderful organization. Disaster. Disaster is a noun. The team went into the disaster area to help build homes for the people there. Qualify. Qualify is a verb. Mary didn't qualify for any financial help for school, so she had to borrow money. Tuition. Tuition is a noun. The tuition at the university is very high. Volunteer. Volunteer is a noun. Many volunteers help out at kids' camp during the summer. Your more information words are diabetes. Diabetes is a noun. Staple. Staple is a noun. Let's begin.
All right, let's go back to the beginning of our lesson here. We read, the 1919 Relief and Service Network can be found throughout the island of Taiwan. All right, so it's not just in one city, not just Taipei where you can read or know about Ijo, but it's all over the island of Taiwan.
That's right. It can be found throughout. So not just in one place, but throughout the whole island. All of the 1,000 churches involved help with one or more of the following programs. So this is a huge network that assists with the Ijo programs, and there are many different programs that they can be involved with.
And I think this is great. All of these churches are getting involved. Well, one of these programs is disaster relief, okay? We read about the disaster relief program. And right there in that little title, we see a word from our word bank, disaster. This is something horrible, something terrible that happens. Often it is unplanned, it's unexpected, a disaster.
That's right. And a lot of times in the news, we will hear about natural disasters, forest fires that are burning down areas, or earthquakes that hit, or tsunamis, or hurricanes, typhoons. Those are all natural disasters.
Okay, so that's a natural disaster. But this word can be used to talk about other smaller things as well. Maybe you planned a party and you thought it would be really great, but it didn't go as planned. Actually, it turned out horrible. You could say it was a disaster. The party was a disaster. Nothing went as planned.
Well, I hope that does not happen to you. And if you are faced with a disaster, Ijo Ijo may be there to help. We read, in a matter of minutes, earthquakes and floods can destroy not only people's homes, but everything they have. This is very true. When a natural disaster strikes, something you don't plan, it can destroy everything in just a matter of minutes.
And that's something we want to talk about, that phrase, in a matter of something, a period of time. You could say, in a matter of seconds, something happened. Or as we read here, in a matter of minutes. This reminds me of what happened on 9/11 in the United States. When planes crashed into the Twin Towers, they came down in a matter of minutes. That means it didn't take that long for them to crash down. That was a big disaster. But how else can you use this phrase, in a matter of something?
Well, it's used to show that something didn't take very long to happen, and so maybe something might usually take 10 years, but it only took 2 or 3. So you could also use it to say in a matter of years. So if you think about maybe starting a business, you might think it takes 5 years to really get established, but in a matter of years, maybe just 2 years, he was able to get everything under control.
All right, and of course, that's a great thing to have something under control in just a matter of years, but it's a horrible thing to have your lives destroyed by natural disasters in a matter of seconds or minutes. Well, it's time for us to learn something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud about unforeseen circumstances like disasters.
Whether or not you believe in God, we need to understand what acts of God are, especially if you own property.
Acts of God is, in fact, a legal term that's mostly found in contracts. It covers any unpredictable event caused by natural forces that cannot be controlled, like earthquakes or floods.
Right. Acts of God is often a clause in an insurance policy. It basically deals with unforeseen circumstances or unpredictable events. If your home suffers damage as a result of an act of God, such as an earthquake, you should immediately contact your homeowner's insurance company to determine whether the damage will be covered.
Another term we often hear is contingency, which refers to an accident or emergency. It's a good idea to always have a contingency plan, a plan or procedure that we can put into action if an emergency occurs.
So a contingency plan is an emergency plan, which is something that we might use as a backup should a worst-case scenario occur.
A scenario is like a story, but in this case, a scenario refers to an outline of a sequence of events. And a worst case scenario is a situation where everything that can go wrong does go wrong.
Acts of God, 字面上是上帝的行为, 指的就是天灾。 这个名词是英文合约中常常看到的一个条款。 Acts of God 条款是针对发生天灾时签约者相互间的因应方式。 Acts of God 往往是 unforeseen circumstances, 不可预先看见的状况, 也就是没有预料到的突发状况。 今天的课文中提到的地震和洪水, 或是其他类似的天灾都是 unforeseen circumstances。 另一个相关的字是 contingency, 就是偶发事件。 Worst case scenario 也是个很实用的片语。Scenario 是设想、假设的情况。The worst case scenario 就是能想到的最坏的情况。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. It is always difficult when we are faced with unforeseen circumstances. But as we continue reading, in times of disaster, people have found help and support through this program. So the disaster relief program that Ijo puts on.
All right. And of course, this is in times of disaster. You could use that phrase in times of in other ways as well.Often I hear this phrase when people are talking about times of war, when there are a lot of battles going on and people and countries are fighting each other. And of course, we all hope and love the times of peace in our lives. Okay, but of course, sometimes there might be times of disaster, and that's when Ijo steps in.
That's right, and we learn about another great relief program that they have, the Emergency Family Relief Program.And we're faced with a question. What does an already poor family do when it doesn't qualify for government help, but runs into an emergency situation? It can be very serious, and we see a word there from our word bank, qualify. Now, if you qualify for something, that means that you meet the requirements to get something.
Okay, for example, in a positive way, maybe you're running in a race or you want to participate in a race, but you need to run at a certain speed in order to qualify for that race. Okay, so you want to qualify to enter the race or to enter into the Olympics. You need to qualify.
That's right. Well, we will get back to answering this question after we spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看的是 disaster 这个名词。Disaster 是指灾害或灾难。注意它第一个 S 发 Z 的音，第二个 S 发 S 的音，念成 disaster。我们来看一个例句。Many people lost their loved ones in the disaster. 许多人在这场灾难中失去了他们所爱的人。Disaster 也指悲惨的情况或惨剧。例如 the couple's breakup turned into a disaster and both families were involved. 这对情侣的分手变成一场灾难，连双方家人都牵扯进来。接下来我们看的是 qualify 这个动词。Qualify 是指符合资格或者是使合格。例如 Sean became qualified to be a teacher when he got his credentials 5 years ago. Sean 5年前拿到执照时就已经有资格担任老师了。或者是 a bachelor's degree doesn't necessarily qualify you for this position. 一个学士学位不见得能够让你有资格担任这份职位。
Today we are continuing to learn all about Ijo and the programs that they put on. Today so far, we've talked about two, the disaster relief program, which helps people when they are in need after a disaster strikes. And the second one, the emergency family relief program. And what do they do? How can they help? Let's read a story and finish up our lesson for today.
Ijo. Ming Jong owns a small steamed bun business in the south. He developed diabetes and then had several heart operations. As a result, he ended up with countless medical bills to pay, as well as rent and his children's tuition. Thankfully, Ijo stepped in and helped this family survive for several months while Ming Jong was unable to work. The Food Bank.The Ijo Food Bank opened in 2011 and now serves nearly 4,000 families. Everyday staples such as soap, rice, and oil are donated by individuals, factories, or companies. Volunteers package these items, which are then distributed every 2 months to those in need.
Well, I'm grateful for what the food bank here does. Okay, let's go back to the beginning and look at this story more closely. We're learning about a person named Ming Zhong. Okay, Ming Zhong owns a small steamed bun business in the South. All right, well, I enjoy steamed buns, and I hope that his business is going well, but what happened to him?
Well, tragedy struck. We read, he developed diabetes and then had several heart operations. So this is a very difficult thing to go through. When you develop diabetes, it can be very serious, and then having several heart operations on top of that would make life very difficult, especially if you're trying to run your own business.
All right, so what happened? Well, as a result, he ended up with countless medical bills to pay, as well as rent and his children's tuition. All right, so he's responsible for a lot of things. He needs to pay for a lot of things. And he ended up with countless medical bills. If you use the phrase to end up like this, it's kind of a negative thing. I ended up with these bills, or I ended up paying the bill at the restaurant for everybody. Or maybe you could say she was hoping for a ride home, but she ended up walking home after school.
Yes, so it's the end result is not something good. But we do see a word there from our word bank in this sentence, tuition. He had to pay his children's tuition. And tuition is the money that you pay for classes, usually college or high school if you go to a school where you must pay tuition. But many schools are also free.
Okay, so what's one question you might need to consider or something you need to think about when you want to go to a school? You need to ask the question, what is the tuition? Can you afford the tuition? Can you pay to go to that school? All right, and so Ming Zhong, he has his own business, he has medical bills to pay, and he also has to pay for his kids' tuition. He's got a lot of things to take care of.
But we continue reading. Thankfully, Ijo stepped in and helped this family survive for several months while Ming Zhong was unable to work. So this is really great news. Ijo was able to help him during this very difficult time.
That's right. We read here an interesting phrase. They stepped in. All right, let's take a look at that. When you step in somewhere, that means you get involved. You weren't involved before, but now you stepped in, you got yourself involved, and hopefully you're helping people.
That's right. So usually when you step in, it is to be helpful. Maybe two of your friends are arguing, and you step in before it becomes a fight. You want to help them come to a peaceful conclusion so that they aren't arguing anymore. And here, Ijo stepped in to help Ming Zhong and his family when they were trying to pay for so many expensive bills.
That's right, so they stepped in to help the family survive. Now, survive can mean many things. Sometimes it means that you might live or die. You need to survive. But here, I don't think they're going to die. I just think they were having a really difficult time, and they needed to survive through this time with positive spirits. And that's what Ijo helped to do. Well, right now it's time for us to watch a video. I think many people are very thankful for Ijo.
谢谢你，如果今天没有你的话，我真的不知道我在哪里。谢谢你，是很感谢他们的爱心，很用心在做呢。嗯，安尼啊，谢谢你，谢谢你们大家。蛮感谢这个协会这样子帮助我们，让我们度过这个难关。马萨鲁，谢谢你们。
不知道对方是谁，好像还可以表达自己的一点点心意，就是很感谢你们的帮忙，谢谢你，不要讲，
感谢你啊。
一句来给他照顾给他帮帮赞多谢
谢
好好谢谢你们谢谢感谢感谢谢谢谢谢
我也谢谢谢你们玛丽玛丽
还有许多极难家庭要救要救
有了你1919的爱才走得动
It's wonderful to express thanks for something that is just so helpful and so wonderful. Well, we continue learning about another program that Ijo Ijo includes, the food bank. The Ijo Ijo Food Bank opened in 2011 and now serves nearly 4,000 families. So not 4,000 people, but families.
That's right. They serve a lot of people. All right. Well, you know what a bank is, right? It's a place where you can save your money. But of course, here we're talking about a food bank. There's lots of food to provide many families with. And we read here, everyday staples such as soap, rice, and oil are donated by individuals, factories, or companies. Staple. Carolyn, I use a stapler to keep my pieces of paper together?
No, no. A staple is something that is just a basic need. So these are all things that people need on a daily basis in order to have a healthy life. And we continue reading who is involved. Volunteers package these items, which are then distributed every 2 months to those in need.
All right, well, I'm grateful for volunteers. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank, volunteer. That is someone who helps to serve in some way without getting paid. This can be a noun or a verb. You can volunteer to do something.
That's right. So volunteers help with a lot of different events, especially relief programs or charities. There are lots of volunteers involved. Are you a volunteer? Would you like to be one? Think about it. Talk about it in English. And right now, it is time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the language lab.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 diabetes 这个名词。Diabetes 是指糖尿病。注意它第一个 E 念成长音的 E, 念成 diabetes。我们来看一个例句。Daniel suffers from diabetes. He needs to take medication at each meal. Daniel 患有糖尿病,他每一餐都要服药。它的形容词是 diabetic, D-I-A-B-E-T-I-C, 意思是患有糖尿病的或者是糖尿病病患的。例如 diabetic foods, 适合糖尿病病患者的食物。最后我们看的是 tuition, 这个不可数名词。Tuition 是指学费。例如 Elaine works as a waitress to earn money for her tuition. Elaine 为了赚学费当服务生。或者是 tuition has increased by 5% at this university over the past 3 years. 这所大学的学费在过去三年内上涨了 5%. 或者是 few can afford the tuition of private high schools. 很少人负担得起私立高中的学费。And it's time to hear more from our teachers.
So far today, we've learned about different ways that Ijo Ijo helps people in need.We've learned about their disaster relief program, emergency family relief program, and of course they also have a food bank. Well, what other ways can you help people who are in need? Get creative. What are some other ways that you can help? Carolyn, can you think of any?
Well, I think if you personally want to help, being a volunteer is a great way to start, and then it can connect you to other organizations andmaybe give you your own ideas of how you can help or start your own organization.
All right, so get creative. Think of your own ways that you can help people who are in a bad situation. Well, we have more to learn about Ijo Ijo next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you then.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend, last a lifetime.